right, let's start this over. Now we should have audio. Nobody has said no audio. Shame on you all. G-Web says fake stream. So, yeah, here we go. I'll start over again. Not a big deal. Happy Monday, everybody. We are live on GunTube, Gun Channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and Stream. I do have the chats up for all of those places. However, the best way to get in your topics and questions is going to be the little text number down there, 318-620-0825. I have a screen up, and I'll be able to see those text messages. So, Renegade out there. What's up, Renegade? It's a Monday. Yeah, it is, and this is kind of new. I was vamping there for a little bit. Unfortunately, the mic was muted. But what I was saying was, and that's why we're having issues, this is kind of a new thing, trying to get away from the YouTube, or not away from it completely, but trying to get to a point that we don't have to rely on it, okay? So the Monday shows probably will be YouTube-free. I like the six options we have here. We might add some. We may take some away. We may change some up. So, Midnight Range out there says good video quality. Awesome. That's great. G-Web says I'm good over there. Tack Daddy says good Lord. Yep, it's a learning curve, unfortunately. But hopefully we can get that fixed in post-production if this goes out to podcast form. I don't know yet what we're going to do as far as that side of things. So G-Web says, is there an index this week? An index. No, I don't have an index as far, because I didn't know what platforms I was going to go to. So I'm going to have to get something up. Twitch, I'm trying to think. Twitch, I know Facebook, Gun Channels, Instagram, and GunTube you can get to from the website. Stream and Twitch, I don't believe so, but that's kind of new frontier we're pioneering out there. Yeah, G-Web says a list of actual streams or the channels on their platform. Yeah, so I don't really want to talk about the streams. I want to get back to a normal Monday show. I want to talk about things that you guys want to talk about. I don't want to focus on what's going on with the channel necessarily, and you know, gloom and doom as far as YouTube and that sort of thing. And one thing that I did want to kick it off with was watching Philip DeFranco just a few minutes ago, or earlier, while I was prepping for everything. And he was talking about the was it Saturday Night Live, I guess, but Saturday Night Live went downhill. Even Chevy Chase has come out and said that it just ain't funny no more. Some of it is. Occasionally you get a skit or two in there that's pretty funny. But I don't know. I guess he does the Weekend Update or whatever. That kid, can't even think of his name now. Somebody out there in the chat probably knows who I'm talking about. But anyway, made fun of a politician that lost his eye in and I have no chat on the GunTube side, so Night Strike, I don't know what's up with that, buddy, but my chat connection's failed. So if you're on the GunTube side, I can't see anything, unfortunately. So use the text or Instagram or maybe something like that. Try to get a hold of me. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the Saturday Night Live skit. Anyway, lost his he's a veteran, lost his eye, and he was making fun of him. And some people are saying, well, it's okay because, you know, you push the bounds of comedy, blah, blah, blah. And some people are all up in arms or whatever because, well, you're making fun of a veteran, and, you know, people threw a fit when Trump made fun of John McCain and blah, blah, blah. And am I the only one over here thinking that it's not okay to make fun of a guy really with an eye patch that's lost his eye at all? I mean, does it really matter how he lost his eye? You're making fun of some dude because he's wearing an eye patch? I don't know. I don't see that as right either way. So I mean, I don't know that pushing the veteran narrative makes it any worse. Certainly doesn't make it any better, but I don't know that it makes it any worse. I think making fun of somebody is making fun of somebody. Yeah, Pete out there said, helicopter, we need to keep it clean, bud, if you don't mind. Thank you, sir. So, anyway, that's my take on that. And I would shout some people out. I guess we can shout out the Gun Channel side. Who do we got on the Gun Channel side? The Gun Snob over that way. Rich White, Dr. No, Rich Life as I See It, the Tech Daddy, AJ, Mr. Jimenez, and G-Webs. Yeah, G-Webs says, yeah, the Gun Tube is all in-house. Nothing on YouTube at all. And yeah, Rich White says he's getting a chat error on GunTube as well. So I'm gonna kill the window for GunTube because I don't need that if I can't see the chat. Now, Renegade Ammunition I see is out there, and I don't want to bring you into this because this is such a tricky thing. I got a YouTube strike. I'm just gonna lay this out there for him so he knows what's going on. Got a YouTube strike. Can't stream on YouTube. My internet sucks. And if I try to bring you into anything here, it could completely crash the stream. I have never attempted to do it with somebody in here, and I don't want to do that. What I need to do, though, is get with you because Renegade Ammunition, if you see them there on the Instagram side, if you're not, then I'll shout that out. It's over on Instagrams. Look up Renegade Ammunition LLC. At symbol, if you're doing Instagram, of course. Renegade Ammunition LLC. And check out the Mother of All Giveaways over there. And what I'll do is I'll try to run a podcast. I'll try to get, and I know we got Tulsa this week. We probably need to talk about that a little bit. But we'll try to get him on and talk about the Mother of All Giveaways. Something that we've had planned for a while, and the series of quite crappy events has unfortunately heard it. G-Web's out there says the last two digits of the phone number are clipped. Okay, I don't know. It looks fine on my end. It looks fine on the Facebook end, so I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I'll let that, that's 318-620-0825. Is it clipped on the GunTube side? Because it's not anywhere else. So that's interesting. Fort Scott, I see, jumped into the Instagram side there. So hello, it's pretty easy. I figured it would be difficult to pick up on the chat on the Instagram side, but it's actually working pretty good. It's slow on stream and Twitch. Haven't got any text messages or anything yet, so we're good. Rich White said he picked up a Mossberg 500 Shockwave in 20 gauge today. Yeah, those are awesome, man. You should have a lot of fun with that. I got to play with one of those last year. Well, I guess it was this year. I'm thinking last year because we're so close to SHOT Show again. But last SHOT Show this year, earlier this year, got to play with one in 20 gauge as well with the Agia mini shells, slugs, and it was very, very cool. G-Web says, nope, my bad. Oh, he had his screen messed up, so that's pretty cool. Renegade, oh, there's Allenby Pro. Hadn't seen Allenby Pro, a.k.a. Jan Is Gay, in a while. Jesse B. Outdoors, I see, jumped in on the Instagram sides over there. So, howdy, howdy. I do wish the Facebook side had a pause here. Double T says, GunTube chat was down, so I came here. Well, just remember, 318-620-0825, and you can text a topic or question or whatever. Now, I need to back up. Renegade Ammunition says, CloverTac for governor? Doubt that very seriously. Good Lord, the political game here sucks. I thought I wanted a part of that at one time, but I don't think I do. Now, Renegade Ammunition says, shouted them out earlier, says they'll be live every night till November 22nd, 10 p.m. Awesome. So, yeah, definitely, and they go live on Instagram. So, yeah, definitely go check them out for sure. And At Range Tim says his brain would explode doing multiple streams at once like this. So there is Mr. P. Ed Woods in the house on the Instagram side. I think that's Double T on the Gun Channel side popping in over there too. So awesome. What else can we talk about? We can talk about some things for Tulsa, I guess, a little bit. Mr. Scott Dover, my brother from another mother, over there on the Facebook side. How are you? And the rocker Ozzy popping in over on the Instagrams. Yeah, I got, if you were looking, I've been working Facebook pretty heavy, in case you hadn't noticed, and there's a couple of reasons. First reason, of course, is the stupid YouTube thing, right? Second reason is I've started taking on followers. So I feel that it's important to maybe start doing more on the Instagrams. Now, if you follow over there, that you've probably seen, I got some little cards in. G-Webs had an idea for the Tulsa show to pick up, and I think Snob did it. Snob picked up some little water pistols. So I printed some little cards. We're going to rubber band those to the water pistol, and the little cards have the Eddie Eagle. Eddie Eagle, what website? God, I'll get it right in a minute, right? And the 4-H website on there. It's got the three rules of firearm safety. Got the big G Gun Channels logo on the front side. You can take that business card, of course, and fold it in half like a book, right? So, got the big G on the front and the Second Amendment on the back, which is, it's pretty doggone cool. So, looking forward to doing that. That would be kind of cool. Renegade Ammunition out there says, did you hear about the girl that got plastic surgery to look like Ivanka Trump? That's, it's not surprising. People do that pretty regular, get plastic surgery to look like people, which is completely silly. I may be ugly, but gosh darn it, I'm unique. So that's what I say. Pete out there says three rules. Yes, just three. There's just three. Yeah, there's just three rules of gun safety there. So no, it's the three main rules, I guess, which is basically it's muzzle, action, trigger. It doesn't matter if it's 4-H, if it's Eddie Eagle, if it's Boy Scouts, whatever. I mean, basically that's the three rules is muzzle, action, trigger, which is, you know, always keep it pointed in a safe direction or keep the muzzle pointed in a safe direction. You know, action is, you know, never load it, you know, blah 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 until you're ready to use it, that sort of thing. You know, action always open and clear is what we say in 4-H. And then trigger, keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. So the three main rules. And what's cool is about those main three is that, you know, if you follow just one of those, damage is going to be severely mitigated, you know, at the very least. So that's why those are the main three. In 4-H, we call that MAT, muzzle action trigger. So, but yeah, three rules, the three main rules. There's tons of other rules, of course. Now, we're not talking regulations, we're talking just rules, but, so Patriot in the Dark says, and he thought, and I thought Clover got behind with one chat on Mondays. Yeah, I don't know how behind I am, so we're just gonna wing it. I've told you guys many, many times the best way if you want it seen. This is not the Yankee Marshals chat. I do not have Super Chat. However, you're more than welcome to hop over to the website and click on the PayPal me and send me some money. I'm not going to discount that. Also, Patreon, if we're talking about support. Heck, that's out there. We always do a lot of cool stuff on Patreon. But, yeah, if you want it seen, if you want your question seen, your comment seen, text it 318-620-0825. If you're watching the video, everybody but Instagram, because I can't put up the overlay on Instagram. So shame on Instagram for not having a little bit better platform, but at least we're able to do something here. So yeah, it's tough to say how many people are out there in total, but I think, you know, what's interesting, I mean, I'm seeing 11 on the seeing 11, I think, on the Instagram side. There's several on the Facebook side, and then I don't know, probably 10 or so at least on the Gun Channel side. So average as far as you know, viewers we normally have and we normally see, we're not doing bad considering that there's no YouTube at all, right? And I think that's a plus. So there was a few other things I think I wanted to talk about. The caravan, I think, is one of them. That obviously that came up today again, and that's one thing that I just don't. Hey, it looks like David jumped in over on the. Yeah, he did. Kingpin himself jumped in over on the. Over on the Gun Channel side. But, yeah, the whole caravan thing, they were talking about, you know, at first they said they were going to San Diego, and then now they're saying they're going to Brownsville, that I heard today, and I hadn't even heard that. And they talked about 2,700 of them or something have asked for asylum. They have made it to Mexico City, or they're almost to Mexico City, and they're asking for asylum there, I think 2,700 of them. I haven't heard really that. And then even some have asked for assistance to get back home. And I'm thinking, does that make any sense to anybody else that there's a certain percentage of them that went all that way from Honduras or wherever it was and have walked all the way basically to Mexico City, and then now they won't help getting back home? Why did they go in the first place, you know? There are some conspiracies out there, I guess that's what you would call them, that say, well, you know, this was orchestrated and, you know, it's being funded and all of this other stuff. And if people went and then now they want to go back home, that sort of leads a little credence to that, I would think. So, not sure what. Oh, Scott out there says NEA is going to be waiting for him. Yes, he lives down that way, so it may get interesting. It may certainly get interesting. G-Web's out there, says, look at the top left of GunTube. I've done closed GunTube out, unfortunately, so because the chat wasn't working. So I didn't want it dragging my intro-net down. Kenneth Peppers, I see, jumped in over on the Instagrams side, so welcome, welcome, Kenneth. We got to keep an eye on the clock here for a couple of reasons, because the Instagram will die in an hour, first of all. And we wasted 5 minutes or something, me talking, while I was muted. But there was also some talk about the military going down on to the border. There was talk about militias and other organizations going down to the border. And even talked about, there was, and I didn't follow up on this, but it's just what I heard in the video, but they were sort of bashing the militias a little bit, because they mentioned that there was militia people that were stealing stuff from Border Patrol. I don't know that I buy into that. I don't know, maybe they didn't borrow something, or maybe they was lent something that they weren't supposed to be lent or something. I don't know. But I don't really find that consistent. Yeah, Rich White out there says, he said they didn't get paid, so they want to turn around. Yeah, they got a long trek back home, though, that's for sure. Let me get over and check the Facebook side of things here. Doesn't look like there's much going on. Facebook, I think, is a pretty weird platform. I think things kind of lag and stuff like that over there. It certainly seems like, anyway. Allenby Pro over there, though, he's asking, to your left, is that my tobacco storage? Yes, that is over there. That rack is pipe tobacco. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Man, the feed on the Instagram, to me, looks way better than the feed anywhere else. But it is what it is, right? So, that's the two main topics, I guess, I had. National topics, anyway. We'll talk about Gunstreamer a little bit. Yeah, Jesse B says he was on Facebook. It was lagging bad. So, yeah, we may have to kill out the Facebook. I don't know what to do about that. I don't know if it's lagging on the Gun Channel side or not. But I could certainly see a lag on the Facebook side. But I can't tell on the Facebook side. I can't see if there's a way to like pause it over there either. So yeah, CG Web says Facebook sucks. So yeah, it may just be something with the way Facebook takes in the information. I've got it turned down fairly low res. It's not quite HD as far as the output goes. But I'll keep an eye over there just in case. Hopefully they kind of get the point. Maybe they'll see the little icons on the screen and go somewhere else. At this point, Instagram seems to be working better than anything. Scott out there says, hey, Clover, if you hear they want to pass a law in New York that if you want to buy a gun, they're going to search 3 years of your social media and a year of your web searches. Well, okay. You could very easily throw stuff in the lake, I guess, and say you don't use technology. What happens for people that don't have social media, I guess, would be my question with that. That's messed up. That gets into invasion of privacy. I mean, New York may do it. G-Web's out there. He says that it's perfect on gun channels. So, yeah, before I mention Gun Streamer, let's mention Gun Channels. You'll see in the little corner you got Gun Tube, and in the G, that's Gun Channels. GunChannels.com. Hop over there, sign up. The stream's working perfectly over there, G-Web says. So, get over there, check that out. The chat's over there. I'm able to monitor the chat. Everything's working well the way it should be, unlike the Facebook side. Of course, you know, I'm not going to knock it. Instagram seems to be working pretty good. Patriot over there says, on the Instagram says, Gun Channels, he's listening over there. He's just trying to figure out the chat. So, yeah, it may be. If you're on mobile, that's the beautiful thing. You know, with doing GunTube to Gun Channels and then Instagram, is you get both, because I know that you guys have issues on mobile with Gun Channels. I get it. So give you another option, you know, potentially. You could listen on Gun Channels, chat on Instagram, maybe, or something along that lines. Yeah, Scott says, and we thought all the crazies were in California. Apparently not. Nah, the coast, man. And I tell you what, it's not a whole lot different along the every other coast. I'm not sure it doesn't have something to do with salt water, almost, to be quite honest. I'm not going to go all Alex Jones with salt water turns the frogs gay, but, you know, maybe salt water turns people into liberals. That's I guess that could be a possibility. So, what I was going to mention was GunStreamer now. Now, unfortunately, we cannot, even though it's GunStreamer, we cannot live stream to GunStreamer. So, if we can get this captured, ripped off, I don't think I started recording, which I should have. But I wanted to make sure the live worked. I can actually record this while I stream. Or I should be able to. But baby steps, right? We did the 10 platform thing last week. going to narrow it down to just a few this week, and then we're trying to work some kinks out so we can make this work right. But Gunstreamer, definitely go check that place out, because there's tons and tons of creators. I see, G-Webs, a lot of them are in this chat. Patriot, Rich, Jesse B, heck, and the list goes on and on and on. Are over there on Gunstreamer. All of their produced content's over there. And a lot of the live shows, once they go to replay, they put those over there as well. Check out the CloverTac channel. If you go, make sure you sub. And the reason is we're giving away. I should have brought them out here, and I didn't. I'm about to slap myself for that. But we're going to give away a six-shooter Predator call. Game call, whatever you want to call it. It makes it more so makes the noises that you would want to call in predators, I think. Not like the alien type predators. That would be cool, though. That would be awesome. But coyotes, things like that. Gonna definitely give away one of those a week from tonight. We're gonna give that away. We're gonna announce the winner a week from tonight, and we're gonna draw from the subs over on Gunstreamer. Now, if we can share some Gunstreamer stuff, and this is where all you guys come into play, and we can hit that 200 sub mark, I have a handgun case from Pew Pew Tactical, so we'll do a double drawing at that point. Yeah. Jesse B. out there says, dang coyotes around right now. Yeah, they're really thick around here. You can easily go out, Jesse, here, and if you do it right, if you call them in right, if you bait them in, you know, some things like that, and especially if you're using thermal and suppressors, you can stack up, you know, a dozen in an hour a lot of times, easily, and there's that many the very next night. It's horrible. There is behind my house here, there's a pasture. I'm not real sure how big, cow pasture. Not real sure how big it is, but it's many, many, many acres. And I was blown away years ago when the space shuttle broke apart. That was Columbia, right? I think that was Columbia. Broke apart. It broke apart over my area here. And at that time, I was with the Volunteer Fire Department, so we went out and took surveying flags and flagged parts that we found. Certain areas we had to secure them. Somebody had to like stay there for fear. I don't know why they were so afraid of somebody. I guess contamination or something, maybe. I don't know, fear of a lawsuit, who knows. But anyway, the we went out back in this pasture because we was like, oh my god, if there was two or three pieces in our yard, there's bound to be dozens if not hundreds in that pasture. So went over there, and I rode on the back of the four-wheeler real slow and just jumped off and threw down surveying flags. And we just drove the pasture back and forth, spent all day. And the amount of bones was like, oh, my God, it's crazy, the amount of bones. And you know what has happened with that is that's coyotes. Sucks, really does. Midnight Range TM says, what do I do with the coyote after they're dead? Keep the pelts? I used to. I don't anymore. I need to find out what they're bringing. Used to, I had a guy down the road, usually I just dig a hole and dump them. That's pretty much what you do. Or you can leave them laying, depending on the landowner, right? Depends on the landowner. If they want you to haul them off, then, yeah, you got to kind of dig a hole and dump them. As far as the pelts, there was a guy that I knew that was paying. He would pay $25 a dog. Coyotes. I say dog a lot of times, but $25 a piece. If you actually skinned them out, he would pay more. We never skinned them out. because usually we had too many. The times that we went out and done that, a couple times we've done it. So, yeah. Jesse says they'll throw them in the farmer's creek and let the other animals have at them. Yeah, if the landowner's okay with leaving them, we leave them because there's other critters and things that, I mean, the buzzards got to eat too, right? That's the way I say it. G-Web says humans don't eat sick and crippled deer. We need predators. Yes, we need predators. We don't need them. We don't need too many. If they catch a sick or a crippled deer, that's fine. If they're so thick you can kill 10 or 12 in a night and there's that many more the next night and the next night and next night, it don't hurt to go out once a week and try to thin them out a little bit. Because we're talking calves and stuff like that, not necessarily deer. But even deer, that around here, that's one issue with the deer population, there's no doubt. Now, those that have high fence and stuff like that, untactical in the house out there. What's up, buddy? Those that have high fence and stuff like that, they're, they can keep them out to an extent. But if you just got open land, man, it's hard to deal with. So it's a balance. I do agree with G-Webs that they do have a place. Predators do have a place. So it's just like we talk about game management with everything. It's management. You know, you want the populations to all stay at a certain level, right? Homeostasis, is that what they call it, maybe? Something along that lines. I'm not a scientist. I just play one on TV. So I'm going to jump over real quick to the Facebooks, because there are a few people that are over there. Mad Sexy, I see, is out there. Brandon's out there as well. Double T says it's a shame. Of the platforms he uses, Facebook is the one working the best. Double T says Instagram worked but didn't want to get dropped after 60 minutes. Well, you don't got to worry about that, Double T, because we only run an hour show, so right about 60 minutes we're going to be shutting her down anyway, so that'll all be good. Mad Sexy says Facebook is cracking down. I don't know. But it's interesting. Double T out there says Facebook's working good for him. So I like the intel. I mean, keep the intel coming. I don't want that to be the conversation necessarily. But, yeah, as we're doing this, keep the intel coming. How's the mic, by the way, on the Instagram side? Because, like I said, I'm about a foot away, maybe a foot and a half from the phone. It's not run through this mic. So hopefully I'm talking loud enough that you can hear. The Instagram people are hearing well. If not, then, yeah, that's something I was going to look into with trying to fix the mic on that end. So, yeah, hopefully that's all good. Looks like it's all good. RL out there, he says he's got to go to bed. Good night. Remember to vote. Yes, absolutely. Get out there if you haven't already. We voted Friday, so did not vote. Speaking of that, Mark Dice, I don't know if anybody follows Mark Dice, but clicked on a video of his earlier today, or maybe it was late last night, I can't even remember. But either way, clicked on his latest video. It was a reminder to go out and vote, right? And I thought, okay, well, that's cool. Even I've shared some. I just shared some posts today, as far as voting goes. I think we need to probably do that. So be sure you do that tomorrow if you have the capability, and definitely go out and vote. But anyway, Mark Dice put this thing out, and he was real straight ticket vote Republican. We don't need any Democrats in office. Blah blah blah. And I'm like, dude, that totally depends on where you live. I know of a Justice of the Peace in our area that is Democrat, and I would vote for her 10 times over most Republicans. Hey, Southpaw, what's up? And that guy's wife is on the Instagrams out there too. Cool. But yeah, I would vote for her 10 times over most Republican candidates. So I think that, you know, this whole, you know, party thing is a bunch of bull. Vote for whoever you think is best. And my wife and I had this conversation a week or two ago. She was talking about who to vote for and that sort of stuff. And, you know, I told her, I said, a lot of the judges are sort of like libertarians, honestly, on quite a few of the judges, you know, the judgeships and stuff that are out there. And I think, you know, unfortunately, the majority of the options I have, Republican is often the best option. But occasionally there's a judge that pops up, an appellate court judge, this, that, or the other, court of criminal appeals and that sort of stuff, I should say, that the libertarian is the better candidate, because we've got an issue now, whether it be the war on drugs or, you know, whatever it might be. We've got so many stupid little piddly laws on the books that you could go to jail and you could go to prison for it. It really is ridiculous. And I think we need people within the court system, within the justice system, that, you know, understand that, you know, sometimes that doesn't warrant, you know, 5 years in prison for something piddly and stupid. Yeah. Scott out there says he's guessing that the Democrat I know is a very small percentage of Democrats you would vote for. Depends on who it's over. I mean, you know, you can't. Yeah, I mean, I'm more prone to vote Republican next. I would be more prone to vote Libertarian, and then probably Democrat, obviously. So yeah, percentage wise, it's going to be low, but it's all comparative. It's all relative, depending on. It's all relative depending on who's up against who. You know, call it what you want. Call it the lesser of two evils, so whatever you want. But it's the system we got, unfortunately. And sometimes it's not going to happen. Don't get me wrong, Scott. It's not going to happen on a federal level or state level. You know, there's probably not going to be a Democrat I'm gonna ever vote for. But on a county level, on a city level, when you're talking about school board, potentially some of that stuff, if you're talking about local choices, local decisions, then sometimes, yeah, because they make the people that are making decisions that affect their lives, they tend to do things a little differently, okay? Your state representatives, your federal representatives that live in their ivory towers and cannot be bothered by the little people or touched by the little people, they don't have to live out here with you and I, okay? Your county commissioners, your school board officials, your city council members, you know, they have to live and work and do stuff in the communities, right? They don't live all the way up in Washington like your senator does. So, a lot of times it's a different situation there. So definitely weigh out those local people for sure. And not to say that you won't go vote and end up being a straight ticket. I'm not going to say that. I've done that several times. I went in and I go through and you've got your little review deal at the end. I vote electronic. And say what you will about voting electronic. But, hey, Mr. Keith, what's up? Say what you want about voting electronic, but I've seen the machines here. I have IT background. I know the process. They're not being hacked. Not the ones not the ones here. They could be somewhere else. Maybe they're different machines. Maybe they're, I get it. But I feel totally comfortable doing the electronic thing here. And I'll go in, and it gives you a summary. Well, first of all, if you're doing electronic, you always need to pay attention to that summary, because there are glitches that happen. Okay, it's not hacked. They're not being hacked or manipulated. They're machines. They're robots, as you would say. And I mean, there's glitches that can happen. There's calibration issues and other things that can happen. So if that's taking place, that needs to be brought to people's attention. And the only way you're going to know that is to really pay attention to what you're doing. But you've got a summary, so always read that summary once you get through. Point being, I've gone into vote before. You know, go through and actually vote. I don't do the party thing. Gets to the summary screen, I look, and it's all Republican. I could have saved myself all kind of time, right? But I still go through the entire process. To me, just clicking Republican or Democrat or whatever, that's lazy. Honestly, it's probably for people. It's either for one or two people. It's for people that have no clue about who they want to vote for. First of all, they haven't done their homework, right? Or it's for the partisan hacks. That's basically the two people that vote party lines. That's the two type of people, I think. I think anybody is a free thinker and does their homework, they're never going to go in there and just pull the handle for one party. Scott says he found something interesting at Walmart. He's going to do a video on it later tonight. Okay, that's kind of scary, man. Joe's in the house out there. That strike looks like he's on the gun tube thing. I don't have the gun tube chat up because I closed the window, Night Strike, just so you know. And opening windows and stuff can get a little tricky for me, so I'm hesitant to try to open that window back up to get back to it. So it looks like Mr. Rick, has Rick been out in the gun channel side? I just now noticed him for some reason. So my apologies. Mr. Adam Lewis looks like jumped in over on the Facebook side. Mad Sexy left. So, which is not surprising. The Facebook side, some people said it's worked fine, and some people said it's acting silly. So I don't know what's up on that side. I guess maybe it just depends. Gun Gals jumping in now on the Instagram side. So, all right, we got about 15 minutes left here. I'm not sure what else we can talk about. As far as what's coming up tomorrow, it's already been released. Talked about it on a couple of shows. I think Snob Show yesterday, maybe. Can't remember. But talked with Austin from Gunstreamer on Instagram the other night about the YouTube merger thing, or the YouTube merger thing. Let me get that right. Falling through. It's about an hour conversation. We talked about a lot of other things too, but pretty interesting. That is up on GunTube, Gunstreamer. It's already been pushed out to podcast forms, so you can find it on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and that'll drop on the YouTubes. I'll probably drop it on the YouTubes tomorrow morning. But again, I don't know. It's not necessarily punishment, but I've been trying to shy away from that a little bit if I can. But yeah, every Tuesday we do produce content on YouTube anyway. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, there'll still be a produced video dropped on YouTube. I did hear today, or actually last night, that Jesse B was able to get his, he won his appeal, apparently. I actually talked to him on the phone and tried to help him out with a few things. And he said, all accounts, that's what it appears like. It appears like they granted his appeal. So he was able to get his strike removed and his stuff back and working properly. I'm still fighting a good fight. So we shall see. What I find weird is, I was telling Jesse B this last night, what I find weird about it is that normally, up until this happened, I could go on Twitter and I could tweet them and I would get a response and some type of conversation going. But what I was telling Jesse last night, I don't know if, and this kind of gets a little bit into the nerd chat on things. But what I was telling Jesse last night is that a couple of weeks ago, and I've noticed this with my ad revenue, I've noticed this with the number of ad-restricted videos, the little yellow icon over there in the last couple of days. But they changed the algorithm up. They did do that. And I think potentially what has happened is they changed that algorithm up. They do that. They tweak stuff. They add stuff for it to look for, take stuff away. They're always playing with that thing. But anyway, they have owned up to tweaking it a couple of weeks ago or so. Maybe 3 weeks or a month, but definitely not longer than a month ago. And I think what's happened is they hammered down on a lot of people across a lot of niches. And I'm thinking maybe that's why I haven't heard back from them. I'm thinking maybe they're overwhelmed with people and stuff going on. So I think that might be what's going on. So yeah, definitely be careful with that. Brandon out there said, I listened to the podcast. Okay, I guess he's talking about the GunStreamer one. Cool. Yeah, it was an interesting conversation, and I did learn something. And what I learned, and you know, honestly, I could do this. I didn't even think about it. I may look into doing this next time we set this up and we're doing Instagrams. But I could actually plug in my earbuds with my mic, and I could run my earbuds up underneath these headphones. I would still be able to hear. And then I would have that microphone. I would have a microphone closer to me. So, but I did learn that if I'm going, especially if I'm going to bring somebody into the chat, if we're doing Instagram Live, that we definitely need, I need those earbuds with that microphone. I think that would certainly help. And I don't know. I mean, we may end up, this is the second week I've done stream and Twitch. We may eventually drop them. May try some of the other platforms, though. Steve Mayfield looks like is in the house over on the Facebook side now. So, very awesome. So, yeah, we've got about 9 minutes left. Any more topics? Any more things that we need to discuss? Tulsa. Yeah, looking forward to Tulsa. Gonna get definitely. You know, one of the things I've been wanting is to get hooked up with Bullseye Holsters up there. Definitely gotta stop in and say hey to them. And I've already given them a heads up that they're going to be making me a holster for my Walther PPQ. So once they get that done, obviously I'll try to get a video shot or something of that. I did a video. There's one over on, I'm not even going to push the other, yeah, big, go to GunStreamer for it. But there's a video on GunStreamer back in April at the Wanamaker Tulsa Arms Show, Bullseye Holsters. And it's just a little photo montage type video with some music background. I actually want to kind of film the process of things this time. I actually want to go through and, okay, you know, step one, what do you do? You know, step two, because they make the custom Kydex holsters there at the show. So they're supposed to set some time, and when they're making mine, we can kind of shoot some footage on, well, this is, now we've got to, you know, we've got to heat this up, and now we got to mold this, and now we got to press this, and now we got to fine tune this particular piece, and now we got to put these pieces on, and that sort of stuff. I think it'd be kind of cool. But more importantly is I get a holster from my PPQ, and then that's going to help with future videos on that. Still got stuff coming. I don't think I've released the blind challenge on that one yet, not publicly. Of course, if you jump over on the Patriot in the Dark channel, I think it is linked up there in the blind challenge playlist. So go check those out if you have a chance, because those are really cool videos for sure. Brandon out there says, have I tried Periscope? I am. Last Monday, we did stream on Periscope. So I may drop stream. Good call, Brandon. And next week, next Monday, I may try to pick up Periscope. I've got to try to figure out, too, for Patreon, what the heck we're going to do for the lawn chair pop, because that's a week from today. We do that lawn chair pop for the patrons. That's a private thing. So, yeah, I've got to figure that out. So the problem that I run into is that is yeah, it's the whole mobile-friendly thing. So I'm going to have to get with Night Strike on that, maybe, and figure out if we can somehow do that through GunTube, it be unlisted and private, and then somehow still be able to, with a mobile device, somehow be able to film it. Because I cannot take my laptop and all this mess out there to the range. It's just, that's a freaking nightmare. It ain't happening. So, the only other way is to take a chance and actually stream unlisted on the B channel on YouTube and see what happens. Take our chances. Scott out there says, is that new or older Jericho 941 that I used? That's an old, that's the IMI version, not the IWI. It is the all metal original, old school version. Looking to see if it was sitting around here, and it's not, unfortunately. I think it's over there. I think. But I'm bound by 45,000 wires right now, so unfortunately I can't do a whole lot of nothing. Anyway. Steve Mayfield out there says, good to hear me again. Right? They are all went to bed. Not much going on the Gun Channel side in the chat, so I'm not sure what happened. Hopefully the GunTube stream is still up. Seems like the most engagement is you guys on the Instagram, which is, that's typical since I've you've not been doing YouTube. Instagram's been, it's been great, so can't complain with that too much. Night Strike says GunTube only has a beta Android app. So, well, I don't know. We'll talk later. Maybe there's something, you know, I can open a Hangout. I can open a Hangout and then get in with mobile and then lock on to myself and stream it through OSB or OBS, OSB, plywood. Why am I talking about plywood? Stream it through OSB and then, yeah, OBS. I'll say it right in a minute. God. Anyway, Night Strike understands what I'm saying, hopefully. But yeah, either way, we'll make the launcher pop happen. It's going to happen. That's one thing that, you know, I don't mind using the goofy YouTubes if that's what we need to do. I'll do it. Doesn't hurt my feelings. It happens. Yeah, Scott says he needs to get to work on an Apple app. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I had there for a while, Hey, the suppressed hunter, Mr. Dustin McDonald, jumping in on the Facebook side. Actually, Steve Mayfield over on the Facebook side has got a good question. He's asking, how's the Eton doing? That's what I was fixing to mention with E6's Outdoor Network is a site we have up. It totally sucks at this point. It needs probably $2,000 dumped into it that we do not have, or I do not have, to really do what we need to do and get it back to par. But there for a while, it was a great site. It was a great... hey, Brandon's jumping into the Instagram side. Cool. Anyway, we had the apps. We had the Android app. We had the Apple, the iOS app. It was bumping along. It was doing great. It was really a great alternative to Facebook. And what's sad is I've got means by which I potentially could partially fund the thing but I need the $2,000 or whatever it's going to cost for all the software upgrades and tweaks and other things that need to be done. So that's what sucks. You know, the money backing kind of fell out from underneath it. So that is the story on Eton, unfortunately. The site's still up. People are still joining. People are still doing stuff over there. I check in on it every now and then. Every once in a while. I'll be honest, I haven't spent a lot of time on it because, I don't have the, let's see, how do I word this and it be correct? It was kind of a joint effort, so me going out and taking a loan for $2,000 and fixing it is something I'm not going to do unless I'm given just outright complete control over it. And if I was to get that, then I would might pursue that method or find a sponsor with what I'm doing now. So we've got to get out of here on the Instagram side. So we'll see you later over there, Instagram. Thanks for hanging out. And as far as everybody else here on the wonderful worlds of the webs, or the worldwide wonderful webs, it's that time, obviously. The Instagram kind of give us a little kick in the rear there and said, hey, it's been an hour. Get out of here. So we're going to mention a couple things real quick. Every Monday, 8 Eastern, jump in to... You know, for sure, probably Instagrams, GunTube, Gun Channels. I mean, those are going to be three that's probably a staple. And then potentially other platforms as well as we play around with those. This may or may not end up in podcast form. It will eventually once we kind of get all the kinks ironed out. And go over to clovertac.com. A lot of different things you can do there. You can keep up with what's going on. You can sign up for the monthly newsletter, which is really awesome. You can check out some of the deals with affiliates, coupon codes, things like that. That also helps support the channel, of course. You can find us on all types of social media links over there, including Patreon, of course, which is not just a way to support the channel, but a way that... you can get all kinds of extra content on top of it. And then, and perks, and giveaways, and freebies, and all kinds of stuff, right? That is pretty much it. Next stop for us, I guess, pretty much is going to be Tulsa. So we'll try to do some Instagram live streams and maybe Facebook lives and some other stuff as we're going through there. Look for Instagram posts for sure on that. As we're going through the show, as we're doing J.M. Davis Museum on Friday, as we're going through the show on Saturday and Sunday, I'm sure we'll post up cool things that we find and that sort of thing. And then the following week, hopefully start pushing out some of the content that we record. Thanks for joining us on the Monday podcast, and we will catch everybody later. Bye.